And good morning, KRFY listeners. I'm Susie Prez here in the studios at KRFY Live with my co-host, Chris Bessler. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Susie. How you doing?
I'm fine. And I'm really excited about today's show because we're going to hear some great music from that the festival's presenting starting tomorrow night. And why don't you say who we have in the studio?
Sure. This is actually one of my favorite shows of the year to do because we do get to listen to music and talk about the festival. We have with us Ali Bransky. She's Festival Executive Director. Ali, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us, Chris.
And Paul Gunter. He is Production and Education Manager.
Thank you so much for having us on the show this morning.
Yeah. Well, we got a ton to talk about. We're going to actually be listening to a little bit of each of the main shows. So, Ali, why don't you fill us in on how the season is going up to this point and any special problems that may have cropped up. In fact, you mentioned one earlier that's affected the whole country.
Yeah. Well, we're excited for our 41st season. The lineup as a whole really came together, offering a little bit of something for everyone. And the community's response has been extremely positive. We have a lot of icons performing this year, and we're so happy to invite them to the festival stage. Shows like Jason Mraz are very close to being sold out. I think I checked last night and there was around 100 tickets. So we encourage fans to buy tickets sooner rather than later. The grand finale show this year is a movie and concert with How to Train Your Dragon. We don't hold movie and concerts every year. However, our generous underwriter and Novia Foundation helped us make that one possible. Some little fires. We have them every year. It's the nature of setting up a pop-up venue. Every year there will be fires that we're putting out. So there's not too many that were unexpected. Things are somewhat moving pretty smoothly, knock on wood. I shouldn't have said that out loud. But one thing that was unique this year is the Microsoft kind of shutdown, if you would call it.
Yeah, the big tech problem. It was a breakdown that affected the entire country.
Yes.
And certain industries more. I guess healthcare was really affected
by
that.
Yes, airlines were affected. So it did add delays for us. I'm keeping fingers crossed on some shipments, but specifically our stage tech could not make it on time. So that kind of pushed back our schedule and getting our stage up, which is a kind of domino effect. Mm-hmm. For the rest of setup. So, but besides that, it's been going fairly smooth, and I do not like saying that out loud.
It's up now. There's lights hanging from it. Speakers are going up today. It's all happening.
It's happening. It's just a little bit, slightly delayed.
Just
schedule
in a different order. That's right.
Okay.
We plan and then we adapt.
It's truly the thing that the show must go on no matter what.
Of course.
And
yes.
You make it happen, so good job.
So talking about the stage, we have a new tent that was introduced last year because the old tent was no longer actually considered safe due to
Correct.
The high-tension wires that it required. Are we using that same setup this year, or is it something different?
No, it's a different stage. So we call it a stage now because there's not really a tent component anymore, but they're pretty gold standard. There's a couple models that work, and we just go for the one that's most available. That it's really unique to have a stage for that long of a run. Most people rent a stage for a night or two. So we have to plan very far in advance. But it's going to look and feel very much like last year.
Okay. And actually, I thought that the reception to the tent last year was really quite good.
Yeah.
Not the tent, the stage.
The stage.
The
I know. It's a hard habit to break.
Yeah.
We've only been saying tent for 40 years.
Yeah.
It'll take a year.
That's right.
They'll wean ourselves off that. Yeah. So, well, what else is new and notable that you want to let people know about?
The biggest changes, I think, just over the last few years are mostly for our fans are going to be entry, so security related. There's not a lot of changes for this year, but just as a reminder, no re-entry after you leave the venue. You cannot re-enter. Helps speed up lines and ensures a safer venue. No hard-sided coolers, rolling coolers, wagons, or strollers. One minor change is no glass, no exceptions. We used to allow wine bottles only into the venue, but this year, due to contractual obligations and just overall safety, we're just asking that no glass comes into the venue. It also makes it a safer field for when the athletes come right on after we leave. So we just recommend that you transfer anything from glass into plastic or metal containers. And the only other kind of big notable change is we have a second bar this year. So we have our full service bar on the south side of the grandstands, but now we also have a grab and go bar, which is mostly canned beverages and wine on the south side of the stage. We do still serve full bottles of wine. We just transfer them into plastic crafts when you check out.
Okay. So that's of note to everybody that likes to bring wine is don't bring the bottle.
Don't bring the bottle, but you can transfer it.
You can still bring the wine.
Bring the wine, but not the bottle. Well, that's actually kind of rare in these sorts of festivals to even let people bring food and drink, right?
It's rare in any music venues to be able to bring anything larger than a wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or have a clear bag. We feel very lucky that we've fought really hard to keep as much as we have at our venue. But I do tell people, like, we will be there someday. It's the nature of the world. It's the nature of where our artists are playing everywhere else in the world. So I always just tell people, like, really enjoy it while we have it. It won't last forever.
It is a tradition that all the locals love. I'll say that. To be able to bring their picnic and spread it out on a blanket.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another important element of the festival that is not, I mean, you guys do a great job of being appreciative of your volunteers, but how would the festival even be without that?
Oh, we wouldn't. We have over 600 volunteers every year who donate over 10,000 hours. Like, it would not be possible. I always say that, like, our community is what makes the festival happen, whether it's our volunteers or our sponsors, even like our board. Like, it's all made up of people who have this ownership over this event that is really special. And a lot of people ask me as the director, like, how do you have such a big event in such a small town? I'm like, it's the community. It wouldn't work otherwise. So it's pretty special to be a part of that.
Yeah, many hands make lighter work.
Yes.
You can't say it's light work.
But it is lighter.
It is lighter.
Correct, yeah. Yes.
We'll take that, yeah. So, well, every year you have a new fine art poster that represents the festival. And this year's poster is by Daniel Gill. How has reception been?
It's been great. It's titled Scotchman Sunset. And it was inspired by an experience hiking Scotchman Peak this past summer by Daniel. In his words, quote, anyone who has made the climb will recognize the mountain goats that call the area home and seem fairly unbothered by the passersby. I hope that anyone who sees the piece will find it to be a tribute to the natural beauty of the region and the summer days that make one want to relax and enjoy the view, end quote. It's very cool. I think, as a reminder, it's now a competition for the past few years. And so we get submissions from September through February. And it's a very cool, special process to see what our community creates. And we have a panel of artists and experts who kind of go through and evaluate all of the pieces. And I think this one is, we've gotten a ton of great feedback about it because I think anyone can envision it in their home or their office. It's kind of reminiscent of some older travel posters, mm-hmm. like national park mm-hmm. posters, mm-hmm. kind
that,
of.
How does that feel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also what's special about this year is due to the prominence of Scotchman Peak, we felt that it would only be appropriate to share 50% of the auction proceeds when we auction off the original piece with Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness, a fellow 501c3. So as a fundraiser for us, mm-hmm. we always sell the posters, but then we also auction off the original piece. So this year, 50% is going to Friends of Scotchman's Peak. And the auction is live now, but then you can bid on it every single night at every show. But then it concludes at the end of the grand finale concert.
Mm-hmm. To get that original
art. To get the original art. It's in a beautiful frame. Every night it's at the merch booth. So stop by and check it out.
It'll stand alone as a beautiful piece of art to hang on the wall. It is really cool. And that actually can segue us right into the next question I have, because it is on the cover of the new 2024 digital program, and that digital program is out now.
It is.
So tell us a little bit about that. That's kind of like your little handbook that you could call up on your phone while you're on the field or in advance, actually.
Yeah, the digital program is the go-to guide to everything that you need to know about the festival at your fingertips. It is designed to be viewed on your mobile device, as mentioned, but a lot of people like to study it ahead of time online. It has really information from artist bios, venue maps, parking and shuttle information, all of our Festival Street food vendors, information about our new two bars operated by Sweet Lou's, signature drinks, and much more.
Yeah, there's a map of the venue there so you can see how it lays out. It's got the bus schedule for spot bus. If you want to take the bus, which is a good idea.
Yes.
Rather than trying to negotiate the parking there. So so that's now available. I think you can link to it from the website. There'll be QR codes all over the field so you can call it up while you're on the field.
Yep. You'll get a handout when you walk in, has a QR code on it as well to just help make sure that you know everything that you need to know.
And the idea that this is digital avoids this big mass of old printed programs that used to litter the field because people look at it briefly and then they toss it down.
Tens of thousands of hundreds of pages. Yeah. So it's really great that not only is it a very green option, but you're also able to click hyperlinks through it. So if you want more information on something, you can click it and it will take you directly there. So it's not only extremely green, but it's also very convenient.
Okay, well, we want to get on very shortly to talk about each of the acts, but do you want to mention some of your major sponsors and how people do support the festival? The volunteers, you already did
give a shout out to them. Yeah. Our sponsors really do kind of help make up large margins for us because we, our venue, we don't make money on parking. We don't make money on a lot of things. Our sponsors are really what help make it happen. And some of our shows are underwritten by some of those sponsors. So our major sponsors this year are Idaho Forest Group, Toyota, STCU, Inovia Foundation, and Tito's Handmade Vodka. I'd love to mention all of them, but there's over 150 of them. So we just are going to stick with our major sponsors. But yeah, we would never be able to do it without our sponsors. And we're extremely grateful.
You can't see posters and stuff for all the sponsors, plus they're all in that program.
They are all in the program. They're online as well. Yep.
That's cool. I think it would be important for us just to pass by a little bit of how the educational component of the festival at Sandpoint works. And Paul, that's your department.
That it is. We have lots of things that the festival's doing these days. We have our Festival Youth Orchestra, started as our strings program in the late 1900s. So we're coming up on about 25 years of that program. That's free to all players, whoever wants to join. We have a beginning group and a continuing orchestra, so lots of options there. We have our instrument library, which is now free with a deposit during the school year. We also have summer rentals available. We've got band instruments, orchestral instruments, everything in between. We started a pre-K outreach program a few years ago. There's a big gap in music education nationwide, not just here, all over the country, with 3 to 6 year olds. So we started a few pilot programs to see if there would be a need and a want for that in our community, and there absolutely was. So we operated at several schools last year and had free music outreach programs for the littles, everything from percussion classes to full-on year-round music programs. So
music lives in all children and all humans, and starting early, it's just so natural.
It's a great way to build some strong foundations in music at a very young age, and whether or not these kids become lifelong players of anything, they'll be lifelong music lovers,
It is one of our cutest programs, I will say, personally.
Darling.
We also have our internship program. We have 4 interns with us this summer that are doing everything from our box office to marketing and everything in between. We also give out scholarships at the end of the school year to graduating seniors. All high school students are eligible for all of those. And this year we did over $9,000 in instrumental scholarship, a vocal scholarship. We still have our Charlie Packard, and most people listening will probably recognize that name, singer-songwriter scholarship. So, yeah, it's really fun to be able to give back to the community in a lot of different ways.
Year-round.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're ready to probably hear about the lineup.
Yeah, so there's 9 acts this year, and we're going to run through them chronologically. It's starting with the first one that kicks in tomorrow. We have actually a pretty big act coming to kick things off. It's Blues Traveler with Justin Priest. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, tomorrow. I can't believe it's tomorrow. Blues Traveler, iconic 90s rock. They're kind of, it's so hard to describe genres anymore, but a mix of blues, rock, soul, combined with that kind of cool rambling approach to a jam band, I guess. Hits include Run Around and Hook. They actually last performed at the festival at Sandpoint in 2009. Opener is local Justin Priest. We rarely get to book our own openers anymore. A lot of tours have their own. So we get very excited when they're able to bring a Sandpoint native and get him on stage. I know he's extremely excited to perform on our stage as well.
I bet. So we're going to hear a little bit of the Blues Traveler's Run Around. We'll listen and then we'll be back.
That's a great song, and you're going to be able to probably hear that. We never know for sure what they're going to have on the playlist, but that's the Blues Traveler. They're playing tomorrow,
yes.
Kicking things off.
They are good. That's going to be a fun show.
So when are gates open?
Gates open at 6, okay. And music starts at 7:30.
Yeah, probably with Justin Priest, right?
Yep,
yeah,
Justin right. Priest.
Local, opening the whole shebang there, so that's great. Okay, and then Friday, it's an evening with the Violent Femmes. Tell us.
The Violent Femmes, they are celebrating the 40th anniversary of their biggest album, Hallowed Ground, if you can even believe that was 40 years ago. They'll be playing two sets of music that it's an evening with, so there's no support act, no opener with them. They are some of the early alt-rock, punk. We use the term alternative, and they were kind of the leaders of that scene in the early 80s. Yeah, I know. I see Susie over here counting on her fingers. The math checks out. Came out 40 years ago. Their second set will be playing that album cover to cover with a few other songs peppered in.
Yeah.
Pillar of the American Underground Movement, one of the best examples of early alt-rock punk.
We're excited to have them.
I know.
I mean, couldn't believe Blister when that one in came the Sun, across. I can't. It's going to be so cool.
Live in Sandpoint, Idaho on Friday. Absolutely. Yeah, that one, that'll be a good night of music. All Violent Femmes for the entire show. I don't really know what else to say about that one except
the music starts at 8.
It'll be live.
So it's just them, but there will still be an intermission.
So two sets.
Correct.
Okay, well, let's hear a bit of Blister in the Sun.
Okay, let me see how
you'll recognize
the
riff right away.
Mm-hmm.
We need everybody listening to do the claps.
in. I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite. I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on. Like I blister in the sun. Let me go on. Big hands, I know you're the one. Body and beats, I stain my sheets. I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end. She is starting to cry. Let me go on.
It just depends on the...
That's my informal poll.
Yeah.
I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end. She is starting to cry. When I'm walking, stop, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite. I just hands up to check you out. Let me go on. Like I blister in the sun. Let me go on.
And what did we just hear, Paul?
Violent Femmes, Blister in the Sun. Classic.
A classic.
Classic tune, absolutely.
I saw they're playing on Friday, that's July 26th. And then on Saturday, July 27th, it's Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue with Big Boy.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so this is a guy who's played here before and got a big reception.
Correct. Yeah. Last performed in 2014. Very like New Orleans jazz, high energy performance, led by Troy Andrews, who's actually a trombone child prodigy, started performing at 4 and then played with Lenny Kravitz, at, I think 14, really cool story. So we're very excited to have them back. The energy on stage is kind of just you have to see it to kind of believe it. And then Big Boy, Big Boy, for those of you, I think a lot of people are like, Big Boy, do I know that name? He is one half of Outkast, and most people know the group Outkast. So we're extremely excited to have him be here as our opener that evening, playing iconic songs like Shutterbug, but then also Outkast, like The Way You Move. And so I think there will be a lot of Outkast that day. I don't know that for sure, but I think it's a good assumption. So we're just excited to hear some huge chart-topping songs while also getting the amazing talent of Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue and Sandpoint.
Hey, who doesn't love a trombone in the hands of an artist?
Right.
I remember that from this last visit. Yeah, pretty amazing. So we're going to listen to A Bit of Hurricane Season is the name of this song.
And that was a little bit of Trombone Shorty, right?
Trombone Shorty, Hurricane Season. That horn part, man.
Yeah.
Slaps.
Yeah.
I've never heard that description for music. It slaps.
It slaps.
Oh, we hear that multiple times a week from Mr. Paul Gunter.
Okay. You know, I like to keep some great tunes coming out of my office at all times.
You're going to have to work brat into your vocabulary.
All right.
Oh, that's a new one, isn't it?
That's a new one.
Okay. And
brat's going around. So that's Trombone Shorty and Big Boy. They're playing on Saturday. Then Sunday this week on July 28th, it's a couple of bands I'm really looking forward to personally. Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors with the National Parks. National Parks being a band and not a place to go. So tell us about these guys.
This Sunday will be a seated show. We won't have the standing pit in front of the stage. It's a co-headliner, so we're going to see a little bit of more music from both bands. I just had the name of the song they did together on the top of my head, and now it's gone already. They've actually recorded a song together that had some critical acclaim. Dance with Everybody. There you go. Thank you guys for the support on that one. And we were so excited when this all came together that they were both available for this date to come back and get together in Sandpoint. There's a lot of cool things that are happening with this one. It is seated co-headliner with the partnership. They've been offering some free ticket options for people to come to the show for teachers, first responders, military service members. We've got a web link for that, or you can check out any of our socials and go to the link in bio there. You can go to festival@sandpoint.com/free ticket, and there's some information there as well on how to take advantage of that. So that's a really cool opportunity for people and for us to keep music accessible in the community as well. It's a really cool partnership we've been working with them on. Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, we use the term Americana a lot to describe music that we can't really describe. It's just a giant umbrella. we also use indie, but it perfectly describes their sound and their vibe. Americana, indie folk, a lot of people say, think Tom Petty, Dylan, kind of that range. They do have some slower, softer stuff, and then their catalog just kind of goes all over the place. So that'll be a really fun show. They're out of Nashville, so you get a lot of that sound in there as well. The National Parks, they're more of folk-leaning, I would say, than Americana Indie, which you can still put that under those umbrellas. They're out of Utah. They've got a really cool, fun, organic sound. Both male and female lead vocals. A lot of singers in that band, so there's a really, that's a cool vibe in that one also. Yeah.
It's going to be very family friendly. I know my kids are coming to that show seated. It's just a nice little quieter.
It's a perfect Sunday show. Yeah.
And it starts a little bit earlier at 7:15.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear Dance with Everybody. And that's a song that both acts collaborated on, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, here you go.
Into this room, you hardly knew anyone. Sea full of strangers crashing on the rungs. When the band strikes by the end of the night, strangers no more. I want to dance with everybody who came through that door. Whether you came here to party or you came here to cry, whether to meet somebody, cheat somebody, get low or get high. So come on, all you people with 2 feet on this floor. So hard to be cool, all you dreamers and schemers, thirsty for more. I wanna dance with everybody who came through that door. Oh, let it all go. Oh.
bit of Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, along featuring the National Park. It's called Dance With Everybody.
Kind of makes you want to dance right there.
It does. Yeah.
It's almost impossible not to.
I was tapping my toe.
And so they're playing on Sunday. And again, there are free tickets for teachers, nurses, and first responders if you go to festivalsandpoint.com/free ticket to check that out. That's a tremendously nice thing to be doing for those folks. Okay, then we get into week two. And actually, we start week two with an unusual date. It's Wednesday, July 31st. Usually the festival runs Thursday through Sunday. So
correct.
Tell us about Maren Morris and DeLacy.
Yeah. So Wednesday show, we've had it twice in the history of the festival, so it's kind of a bonus show. We're really excited. Maren Morris is kind of a country turned pop icon. She's a part of the country super group, The High Women, alongside Brandi Carlile. She's featured on a ton of people's stuff, Taylor Swift being one of them. I don't know if you can get any bigger than that.
Not currently.
She writes for a lot of people. She has her own chart topping hits. So it's really exciting to have someone with such a resume coming to Little Sandpoint. She's branched out into different genres, hits including The Middle, which is very much pop, but then she has her roots with the songs like The Bones or My Church. DeLacy will be opening, and she's an up-and-coming pop singer-songwriter. We're just really excited to have these, you know, female superstars come to our stage, and the whole show is underwritten by Idaho Forest Group.
Well, there you go. We're going to hear, you mentioned it, a song called The Middle, and get a little taste of what Maren Morris is all about.
Yeah, this is her pop.
This is the pop. Here you go, folks.
Take a seat right over there, sat on the stairs, stay or leave. The cabinets are bare and I'm unaware of just how we got into this mess. Got so aggressive, I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer, why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over, I can't just let you go. Oh baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle. Kitchen floors are wet and taps are still running, dishes are broken. How did we get into this mess? Got so aggressive, I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer, why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over, I can't just let you go. Oh baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing. Regardless of my objection, uh-oh. And it's not about my pride, I need you on my skin, just come over, pull me in, just. Oh baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Talk about songs that slap. Man, Susan, that one. Woo. Good pick.
And that's Maren Morris. She's playing next Wednesday, a week from today, July 31st, at the festival. And then the following Thursday, August 21st, we have Lee Brice with Madeline Merlo. So tell us about these acts.
We're going country. Lee Brice, I think everybody recognizes that name these days. He's big. He's got some iconic hit songs that most people, I think, would recognize. One of them, Girls, Rumor, Hard to Love. Supporting him is Madeline Merlo. She's actually a duo, up-and-coming country singer-songwriter. Really cool act that we're excited to have supporting him for that show. Tickets are selling fast for this one. It's going to be a big show. That we've got some left, but not a lot, so get them if you want them before it's too late.
Warning.
Yeah. You've got a week. Yeah, anybody that's a country fan knows Lee Brice. Anybody that's not a country fan has heard Lee Brice, so...
I think that's the most common feedback. Like, wait, that's Lee Brice? Oh, that's also Lee Brice? Oh, I know Lee Brice. Like, I know all of these songs.
So many
like,
people.
I know.
I didn't know I knew all of these songs.
Well, we're going to hear one of these songs, and it's called One of Them Girls. This is Lee Brice, and here you go.
Are you one of them girls that peels off the Bud Light label? Just might run the pool table. Roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no. Just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close. That's when I know, yeah. You got your heart on lockdown. Got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now, come on now. You one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody. You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us want you. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, cause I'm one of them boys. So trade his whole world. Like to act all quiet, sexy, not even trying. Yeah, you know I ain't lying. Damn right, you're one of them girls. Broke every heart in your hometown. On the day you rolled out, got them all wishing on stars now. Have I found one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody? You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls. Your number, you like to make us want you. You like to make us wonder if you're one of them girls.
Well, and there's a little taste of Lee Brice, One of Them Girls, and Lee Brice will be playing at the festival at Sandpoint August 1st. That's coming up a week from tomorrow.
Yeah,
so
it is.
We're reviewing. This is 88.5 KRFY. This is the morning show, and we're here with the festival folks, Ali Baranski and Paul Gunter. Reviewing and kind of showcasing all of the music that's going to be playing.
We're previewing, actually.
Previewing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is music you're going to be hearing from these actors right live in front of you on the festival stage here. So that's Lee Brice playing next Thursday, August 1st, and then next Friday, August 2nd. That's probably one of the biggest shows that's booked this year. Tell us about that concert.
Jason Mraz and the Super Band with Molly Miller Trio, all underwritten by Idaho Forest Group. As I mentioned earlier, very close to selling out. If you're listening live, I don't hold me to it because there were very few tickets left. But if you are interested, go now. I always feel so bad when people barely missed it, so just I always recommend.
I'm sure you hear
tickets
from some of them saying, "You got to get me one more."
Oh
ticket.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people know who Jason Mraz is, singer songwriter, pop acoustic. He, I think, brought back scatting to mainstream. hits include "I'm Yours," "Lucky," "I Won't Give Up," Molly Miller Trio. So she's actually a part of Mraz's Super Band. And an amazing guitarist, so much so that she has a doctorate in musical arts. So she knows what she's doing up there. But yeah, I think it's going to be an amazing show. His super band is huge. So they have a brass section. It's just going to be, I think, really top-notch production, performance, and we're really excited to have him.
Okay, we're going to hear a little bit of one of my favorite songs recently is Jason Mraz, I'm Yours. You want to hear that one?
Go for it.
Okay.
Me and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We're just one big family, and it's our godforsaken right to be loved. Love, 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 love. So
Yeah, and if that doesn't result in some more ticket sales right there, because you, as you mentioned, this is one that's likely to sell out. So if you're interested in hearing Jason Mraz live, you better get to the
Crossroads Sampler. Yeah, it's not likely to sell out. It will sell out. Yeah. So just, you can't say that we didn't warn you.
That's right. Get them now. Get them while they're hot.
I was just letting it play in the background.
I was just listening to it. I can't not. It's a bop.
Yeah. And he's playing it Friday, August 2nd. And then on Saturday, August 3rd, we have another big show coming. Tell us about that one.
Another co-headliner coming at us. We've got Colby Calais and Gavin DeGraw that are coming to Sandpoint, Idaho. Colby, she's another one that blends genres a lot. Some pop, some country, some singer-songwriter, kind of more acoustic-leaning songs of hers as well. She's got some super hits, that, again, iconic songs that everybody recognizes. Bubbly, Try, one of her biggest songs was Lucky, which is actually a collaboration with Jason Mraz, who we just listened to. And yes, everybody has asked, is somebody going to come earlier? Is somebody going to stay late? Are they going to play together? No. Sorry. Sorry to be the downer
definitive,
on that one.
No.
But you can come see them both separately. So, you know, make it happen. Gavin DeGraw last played here actually at the festival in 2018. And I had never seen him live before that. And I didn't realize how high energy his show was going to be. It blew me away. That's a super fun performance, an amazing group of musicians supporting both of them. He's very pop rock. He also has some of that singer-songwriter-leaning stuff, but it's a very high-energy show. That's another group. Consistently, people say, oh, I didn't realize that was him. Oh, wait, I know that song. That's Gavin DeGraw. Look at that. I Don't Want to Be and Not Over You are a couple of his biggest songs that people recognize all the time. I didn't realize I knew those until I realized I knew them. It's one of those songs you know, but you never look up who the artist was or what the name was. Yeah, super fun. Get a full set from each of those acts on Saturday. So
yep. Also selling very fast. So you mm-hmm. get your tickets while you can.
Second weekend shows are popping. Mm-hmm. They're going to be big.
Okay, so we're going to hear Kobe Callet. Callet?
Calais.
Calais. Ooh, mm-hmm. Okay. Kobe Callet, bubbly? Bubble?
Bubbly, yes.
Okay, here we go.
Will you count me in? I've been awake for a while now. You got me feeling like a child now. Cause every time I see your bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling on my windowpane, but we are hiding in a safer place. Undercover, staying dry and warm. You give me feelings that I adore. They start in my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. But what am I gonna say? Feel this way, I just and it starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
And that's a little bit of Kobe Callet. And up next, we have Gavin DeGraw, I Don't Want to Be. So we can get a little bit of that song in.
Also playing on Saturday, August 3rd.
There you go.
Double bill.
Okay, there's a little clip of Gavin DeGraw, who will be playing at the festival August 3rd, festival at Sandpoint, August 3rd, And that was his song, I Don't Want to Be.
And lastly, the grand finale.
Least.
Yes. August 4th will be How to Train Your Dragon in Concert. I think the most common thing that I explain is, what is a movie in concert?
Explain it to us, Allie. What is a movie in concert?
It is the whole movie playing, dialogue and all, except for the soundtrack, which is being played by our 73-person orchestra. It is the Festival at Sandpoint Orchestra, and this is the largest orchestra in history for us. We actually have to build out additional staging to fit them all. But we hang this huge screen. Paul, how big is the screen?
It's approximately 13.5 by 24.76 feet.
Approximately. Yeah.
Yes.
Paul's a numbers guy. So we actually hang that on the front of the stage. It's a huge screen. I think last year was our first movie in concert ever, and I loved hearing how many people still didn't actually understand what a movie in concert was. And they're like, oh my gosh, are they going to play the whole movie? But there's dialogue. I forgot that the symphony's been playing this whole time. It is the coolest experience.
Yeah, you can see the symphony there playing, mm-hmm. and then you're watching the movie, and you're kind of toggling back and forth. They watch the players. It's great experience last year.
It is a very cool experience. We weren't planning to do back-to-back movies in concert, but we had a generous underwriter, the Inovia Foundation, who wanted to do a very family-friendly event, and so we work together with them, and we're really excited to bring a very family-focused movie. But also, I think when people see it, they say, like, oh, it's a kids' movie. The score is by John Powell, and it is phenomenal. I don't think a lot of people go on Spotify or go stream soundtracks to kids' movies, but I highly recommend it. You will hear why we need 73 musicians, because there's a lot going on. But it's going to be a really cool experience for the whole family, fireworks and all. But also, this is a seated show. It is our festival at Sandpoint Orchestra. It is conducted by Morihiko Nakahara and our concert master, a Sandpoint native, Jason Moody. And this show always has our wine, beer, and spirits tasting, which is for those 21 and older. And it is a $9.95 ticket after you get into the venue and you get a free glass. That event will actually have its own music by the Accidentals, one of our instrumentalist runner-up, Keen, and his group will actually be serenading those of you who will be tasting beer, wine, and spirits. But additionally, with the Inovia Foundation, we wanted to add something kid-friendly. So on the opposite side of the field, there will be free face painting. So it's going to be a really cool evening for the whole family. Whether you're 5 or 95, I think you'll love the score, the experience as a whole. So bring the whole family. One thing I always like to know is that this is our one show that has advanced ticket prices versus day of ticket prices. So I do recommend, if you want to save a few dollars, buy your tickets and wine tasting tickets ahead of time, because they are a couple dollars more expensive when you arrive a day of. But yeah, we're extremely excited. This might be, some of our staff are the one that we're most excited about, because it is such a cool experience. And we're glad that we've kind of introduced what a movie in concert is to Sandpoint.
Yeah, having been on the field last year, I can say it is really cool.
It is really cool.
And we have about 1 minute's worth of time we can devote to hearing a little snippet here.
Yep. This will be a little bit of John Powell test drive. How to Train Your Dragon. And Allie, you mentioned get tickets. Where do you get tickets?
Okay. At festival@sandpoint.com.
There you go. And we really appreciate you coming in. We're just going to go out with a song today. Paul Gunter, Education and Production Manager at the Festival at Sandpoint. Festival is the word to remember. And Allie Baranski, Executive Director. Good job, you guys. Here you go.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Thanks, Chris. Have a great day. Here is John Powell, test drive from Train Your Dragon.